This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The big trade we're talking about all morning. The Bears give up a fourth-round draft pick to the Kansas City Chiefs. Joe Tooney, the veteran offensive lineman, four-time Super Bowl winner, coming to the Bears. Great deal for the Bears. Second day in a row, you can say that about them revamping their offensive line. Speaking of offensive linemen and Joe Tooney, his former teammate with the Kansas City Chiefs is going to join us next on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Nick Allegretti is a pride of Lincoln Way East, the University of Illinois, and a former Kansas City Chief and a friend of the program. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Really doing well. Thank you for joining us and jumping on, because obviously we know your dad was listening and told you about the trade and had to jump on and want your want your insight. You were teammates with Joe Tooney in Kansas City. You know what it means to be a young lineman, to learn from somebody with his kind of experience. What are the Bears getting in Joe Tooney?
I mean, yeah, obviously, still a little, I don't want to say shocked by the news, but surprised. Joe's one of those guys that, you know, obviously the Patriots had to let him go a few years ago when he hit free agency. But he's not a guy you expect to be traded. Obviously, there's contract stuff that has to happen, but he is, I've said this for years, one of the best guards in this league, and he's been that way since probably his third or fourth year in the league. Has not gotten nearly the publicity of, a Zach Martin or someone like that. But in terms of consistency, intelligence, and then just, you know, his ability to adapt to new cultures, and then, you know, he's been a part of two of the best cultures slash dynasties that you could think of in NFL history. So they're getting an incredible football player.
Nick, you can speak to how difficult it is to move from one spot in the offensive line to another, whether it's left guard to left tackle or maybe even on different sides of the ball. The Bears are getting a guy who played last year at left tackle, but they have needs everywhere. And they acquired Jonah Jackson. We don't know quite yet where he's going to play, but in your ideal setup, or in what is Joe Tooney best at? Playing left tackle, playing left guard, or maybe being flexible enough to play on either side?
Yeah, I mean, Joe's a guy, I think you go back to his college tape, I think he played or started at all five positions while in college. He's played, I think he started games at center, guard, and tackle in the NFL. He's a guard. I don't think that's a big question in his mind, and probably not in Pohl's mind as well. He is a guard, he's a dominant guard, but he does have that ability to fill in at tackle, fill in at center. If that, you know, need does pop up. What he did last year was, again, he does not get the publicity, and people tried to give him credit for what he did, but it's not like he was a tackle guard that just moved a tackle. He was a, you know, 9-year guard, and they moved him to left tackle, the hardest position on the offensive line, probably a top three hardest position in the sport. He did an incredible job. So the Bears are in really, really good hands with Tooney on board, just, you know, in that offensive line room, but in the locker room as a whole.
We're talking to Nick Allegretti, who was a teammate of Joe Tooney in Kansas City, here on The Score. And Nick, we talked to Clay Harbor a little while ago, and he was roommates with Joe Tooney in New England, and described him as a smart guy. And we know coming out of North Carolina State, that was the tag, and he was definitely one of the more intelligent offensive linemen you're probably ever going to be around. How does he lead Obviously, that intelligence lends himself to being kind of playing mistake-free football. You see it in how few penalties have been called on him over the years. But in terms of leadership, what he brings into that locker room, how would you describe it?
He's pretty unique. So he's not going to be the super vocal guy yelling at guys at practice or anything like that when you think of, you know, stereotypical leadership. But he's not also just like a lead by example guy. His example is incredible at what he does, and that will be good. But he does a really good job of, you know, get to the locker room like he did with us in Kansas City, and he kind of feels out the group. And he doesn't want to push, you know, his beliefs onto the group. He wants to see the group and then see how he can help the group. And it was kind of – that situation was a little different in Kansas City because he had been in New England. He had won some Super Bowls. He was on the team that beat Kansas City in 2018 to go on and make it to the Super Bowl. So he tried to be quiet because he knew that there was a little bit of bad taste about New England. But he's going to do a really good job of, you know, helping the offensive line get together, whether it's just hanging out at his house, going out to dinner. He was really good at that. It's just a great personality in the locker room, a guy that blends with all position groups. And then just the added factor that he has been around some of the greatest players to play this game. You know, with Pat and Tom, obviously, but you look at Gronk and Travis, Chris Jones. And then, like I said earlier, he has been one of the best guards in the past decade. And if there's ever any shot to put him in the Hall of Fame, I don't know what type of credit he needs. He is that type of caliber player himself. He'll never say that, and you'll never think that by talking to him because he's so humble, down to earth. But he's an incredible player himself, and he's going to bring a lot to that locker room.
So you're the right guy to ask this question because you joined the Commanders last year, and you start all 17 games, and you guys had one of the more surprising years in the National Football League, and a lot of it was because your offensive line came together quickly. Nick, you guys were really a solid unit that came together pretty quickly with a lot of maybe a few new faces. How quickly can an offensive line like the Bears are trying to put together come together? Is that the motto, what you guys did in Washington? Is that the exception to the rule? What is the rule?
Yeah, you know, offensive line rooms are unique. It's the biggest position group in football. And you have a wide group of people from all over different parts of the country, parts of the world. So it's unique, and being able to create that bond is tough. But I think that I saw they brought on Jonah Jackson yesterday, which is another great signing. I don't know the entire Bears depth chart, but I know they have Darnell Wright, the tackle from Tennessee. So they're putting some really good pieces together. And then it's just trying to understand what the offensive line coach wants, which I think we did a really good job in Washington this year of what's the goal for this group at its simplest terms. You know, create the depth and width of the pocket for the quarterback and then move the line of scrimmage in the run game. Two as simple of goals as you could imagine, but that was our goal. And then that's the first goal that you try to accomplish. How do us five create that, you know, symmetry and become that unit that we need to be for Jaden and obviously in Chicago? What do they need to do for Caleb? And I think they're putting some incredible pieces together to do that.
Before I let you go, got to ask you your reaction. You guys just traded for Deebo Samuel and gave up basically a ham sandwich to get him. Fifth round draft pick is a pretty good price to pay for a difference maker like Deebo can be. What was your reaction to that?
I was pretty damn excited for that. I mean, Deebo's an incredible player, played against him quite a few times while in Kansas City. Super talented player that, you know, kind of can do anything you need him to do. He's a little bit of that hybrid player that adds a lot of unique things to an offense. So I know that Cliff's fired up about that. AP did an incredible job bringing him in. For the draft capital we gave up, that's a no-brainer. Really excited to see what, you know, Terry, Deebo, Jaden, all those guys can put together this year.
Nick, thanks so much for your time and your insight. Really appreciate you jumping on this morning.
Absolutely, anytime.
Nick Allegretti, starting guard for the Washington Commanders from Lincoln Way East High School, University of Illinois, and certainly a friend of the program, joining us to give us insight on his former teammate, Joe Tooney.